Support for Food for Thought comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in two-sided mattresses from natural and organic ingredients. Some use wool, botanical latex, coil springs, and/or plant-based fibers. These mattresses have no additional ingredients nor chemicals. More at bedroomsandmore.com.
KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson have many early food memories. In this encore edition of Food for Thought, they share stories about eating whole sticks of butter, being force-fed lima beans, and fighting against collapsing straws.
So, Nance, I realize it was a long time ago, but what's your earliest childhood memory having to do with food?
Gotta be the time I opened the refrigerator door and took a stick of butter and sat there and ate it. Maybe three or something. I think the reason that I remember it was not because it tasted great, but because I got my rear end potched for having done so. It was the punishment, not the joy right. of eating that butter. And somehow I still absolutely love the taste of butter, because another early memory involves my dad taking me to a luncheonette down the street where they had a flat top griddle, and they would take corn muffins and cut them in half horizontally and just put a ton of butter on the griddle and just grill them. And I would eat this crisp, buttery corn muffin.
You really love your butter. The earliest thing I can dredge up, and I couldn't tell you how old I was, very, very young, I used to love this soup that my grandmother would make, which I called grandma soup. And I know, some elaborate old world soup that, you know, she spent hours making. But found out many years later that it was actually Lipton's powdered chicken soup with little meatballs in it.
Did you learn to cook that at her elbow at the stove, Stein? You know, my grandmother taught us that the height of elegance when you were eating, and this is another early memory, was to take a grapefruit, section it out, and put a little maraschino cherry on the top. We called that an appetizer in our house, and it was a first course. If you ate at my grandmother's house, it was a very big deal.
I can just see that color illustration shifting toward blue in some ancient Good Housekeeping. I asked the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot what her earliest food memory was, and she said it was in the general store. It was a general store and a gas station at Lone Rock, Washington, where she lived when she was a little girl, standing there with her nose pressed against the glass inside this general store, the little meat cabinet, and saying, "Look at all that bacon."
Okay, Stein, one more. So when I was in nursery school in Philadelphia, there was this mean woman named Miss Kulpinska, and I remember her dragging me into the bathroom to eat these lima beans that we were served. And I just remember standing in the cold bathroom with her holding the plate and force-feeding me lima beans. By the way, this was a public school, nursery school, and lima beans to this day are one of the very few things I won't eat.
Oh, man, I don't blame you. And you just reminded me of a kindergarten, well, not eating, but drinking memory. And I think anyone of a certain age will know exactly what I'm talking about. Attempting to sip the warm milk and the flakes of wax that came with it from those little cardboard milk containers up through a paper straw that goes flat the first time you try to use it. And that reminds me of going with my mother to shop for chickens at these places where the chickens were alive and clucking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Banks and banks of cages. And she would pick one out, and we'd go on to shop somewhere else. And then on our way back, we'd stop back in there and pick it up, all plucked and gutted, with the feet and the head. And sometimes there was even a little egg in there, too. True story. Okay, punters, let's hear from you. We'd love to hear your earliest food memories at knkx.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Get down there into those comments. With KNKX's lima bean-hating food talker, Nancy.
But I do love fava beans.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
With a nice Chianti.
Stein.